7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them thing goes another way, or when them thing goes another way, oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find four countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only place.
Wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. We're talking about Yahushua, probably like you've never heard Yahushua talked about in your life. I've never spoken of Yahushua in this deep way my own self. This is so wonderful to go into the definitions of these words to understand political reality and be able to have political education so that we may understand the system that we live under today. The child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel. Israel, the power of God to prevail. Sisters and brothers, this power has been denied the masses of the people, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. See, the people of Africa do not have power to control their lives and control their land, wealth, resources, control their time, their energy, and their space. The poor working class masses of Asia, of the Middle East, in Central and South America, in Mexico, in the isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, in the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. In Israel now, we see that those Africans that we have been talking about are exercising their power to prevail. They have become sick and tired of the Israeli government destroying them, harassing them, jailing them, calling them cancer and disease, using ignorant, poor working class, Caucasian Jewish people to abuse and destroy African people. Israeli government building the greatest and biggest internment camps ever built by a so-called industrial nation, industrial society. So now the Africans are in the streets protesting their condition. You see peoples all over the earth rising up, knowing that it is time to be an insurgent. It is time to be a rebel. It is time to be a revolutionary, but have Yahushua in our hearts and minds and organize, come together and exercise Israel. Exercise that power. Rise up, masses of people. No longer do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and their power is destroyed and disintegrated. Yahushua is set for the rise and fall of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. The word sign is a mark, a token, portending remarkable events soon to happen. What was the event soon to happen? The fall and rise of many. The fall of Rome. The fall of Caesar. All along, we've been talking about how Elizabeth and Zechariah and Miriam were prophesying the doom of the rich, the doom of the wealthy ruling class and ruling families, the doom of Rome, the doom of the Roman Empire, the doom of the Roman Senate. And did not Rome fall? Did the Roman Empire last forever? No, the Roman Empire fell. This is Yahushua, a sign of the fall of all empires built on wickedness, oppression, tyranny, death, hell, and destruction. Yahushua represents the fall of all tyrants, the fall of all tyranny, and the raising up of all poor working class masses of oppressed proletariat peoples, rising up with that power of Christ within our construct. It says in verse 35, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. This man Simeon is talking to Miriam, telling her of her spiritual condition, how when she sees the child go through what the child would go through as a revolutionary, as an insurgent, leading an insurgent revolutionary to combat the wicked oppressor, and the wicked oppressor using the high priest and the Sanhedrin, says the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. The word soul is psyche here. Let me see if I can hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 5590. Psuche. Psuche.
Psuche. When you look at it in the English, it looks like psyche. This has to do with psychology. This word is feminine. Some words are feminine. Some words are masculine. Sometimes the same definition is flipped. And whereas one time the definition is feminine, another time the definition is masculine. All attributes and characteristics of the Most High are seen in male and female, masculine and feminine, the whole of the human family. This word, suke, let me hit it again, sisters.
Strong's G, 5590. Psuche. Psuche.
Psuche is the breath of life, the vital force which animates the body and shows itself in breathing. Ah, that in which there is life, a living being, a soul, having to do with feelings, desires, affections, aversions of the heart. This is similar to what we get when we examine the definition of the word spirit. See, we're talking about emotions. See, we're analyzing the psyche. We're analyzing our minds, our psychology. Look at the science. See, Jung and Einstein could not have done any better. These who were masters in science of psychology and so on, they could not have done any better than what we read here. The man Simeon is looking at Miriam and saying, your child will suffer because your child is a revolutionary, but your child loves the people, and your child will suffer for the people, and this will cause your psychology, your mind, your emotions, your desires, you will feel it in your soul. See, the spirit soul energy being controlled by emotions and extenuating circumstances controlling those emotions, causing many times the emotion to deviate from the will and deviate from the cognitive mind, having to do with thinking, reasoning, and remembering. What is it causing men and women to act like men and women act? What is it that causes us to feel empathy for someone, feel sympathy for someone? What is it that causes us to hate someone and seek the destruction of someone? What is it that is controlling our heart, our mind, our emotions, our thoughts? What extenuating circumstances are prevailing in our lives that are maneuvering us into actions and thoughts? This, according to Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, is yet the study of atoms, the study of protons, neutrons, electrons. We are made of live and living atoms and protons and electrons control the atom. So the protons and the neutrons and the electrons represent those extenuating circumstances that give energy to the atom, causing the atom to do what that atom does, giving it its place on the table of elements. So Mary is going to go through, because her child is a revolutionary, and the child is going to reveal the thoughts of many men and women will be revealed according to how they react to the child. Is this leader a good leader? We'll see how that leader reacts to a man or a woman who is doing the work of Christ, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. The word hearts is the organ of the body, having to do with physical and spiritual life, the center of all physical and spiritual life, having to do with the will and the character, having to do with emotions, appetites, passions, affections, and sensibilities. See, heart, mind, soul, psyche, spirit, these, and this word is feminine. We're looking at the feminine aspect of the human family. So these words are related to help us to examine why we do what we do. We are in the study of atoms, that the hearts of many may be revealed. And the word revealed is this same word.
Strong's G601, Apocalypto, Apocalypto.
Apocalypto, apocalypses, to reveal that which is hidden, to uncover and lay open that which has been veiled and covered up, to reveal that hidden thief, that one that is stealing our health, wealth, and prosperity, that Caesar, that house of Rothschild, that Oppenheimer. See, many people say they love you. Many people say they respect you, but stand up and tell the truth of the system and then see how they react when you and I reveal the truth of the system. Those leaders in media, leaders in government, leaders in finance, leaders in the religious institutions and governmental institutions who are our friends, maybe they'll be our enemies when we stand up. Look at Dennis Rodman in North Korea, trying to make friendship, trying to see that America does not go to war with North Korea and kill people hypocritically, as if America is any better than North Korea, as if the president of America is any better than the leader in North Korea. And look at how maybe those in the entertainment industry and those in the media and those in sports entertainment were Dennis Rodman's friend when he was just a little basketball player, insignificant, only doing what the coach told him to do. But you saw that rebellious streak within Dennis Rodman even in those days. And many people said, well, I like his basketball playing. I like his heart. I like his drive. I like that he is willing to sacrifice his physical structure for the good of the team. But he sure is rebellious. Well, now the man has entered into politics. He's not just some freaky entertainer dressing strange and talking strange. Now the man is attempting to enter into politics and has gathered together a number of men, basketball players, all of them black, it looks like, to go with him to North Korea to have basketball exhibitions to create friendship. I heard on Freedom Now, KPFK, with D-Don and Gerald Horn, they discussed this matter and this issue, and Gerald Horn agreed with D-Don. Why not make friendship? Why create enmity and animosity? Why not try your best to create love and friendship between nations? Why not be a diplomat? Is not the word diplomacy associated with the power of Saturn, the scientific planetary power of Saturn, under the sign Capricorn, in the month of December, in the 10th house? One of the words associated with the planetary science of Saturn is diplomacy. Yahushua is said to be born in December, 10th house, December, Capricorn, scientific power of Saturn. One of the words, again, diplomacy. We're talking about the spiritual birth of every human being tied to the solstice, tied to the science of the sun. In the house, 10th house, December, Capricorn, planetary sign Saturn. Dennis Rodman is trying to be a diplomat, trying to see into the animosities and enmities between America and North Korea and hold off on warfare and bloodshed and make friendship. Verse 36, and there was, and see how those who were the friends of Dennis Rodman, who only enjoyed him when he could be pointed out as a freak, but now the man is attempting to be a diplomat, and his same friends have turned on him. Yahushua, showing the hearts of many, showing how those who may have said in their hearts, I love him, are now saying in their hearts, I hate him, and have turned on him. That's Yahushua right in your face. 36, verse 36, chapter 2. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years. She did not depart from the temple and served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Who is it? Night and day, darkness and light. There's your Cuk and Karket, Amun and Amonet. That which is hidden in the darkness is now revealed into the light. There's your masculine and there's your feminine working together. Verse 38, and she was coming in that instant, giving thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Israel. Now let me see if I can go over some of this in the remaining portion of this session, but we're going to continue it in the next sessions. Now, she, Hannah, Anna. The word Anna means grace. In the African Hebrew, Hana or Hana, having to do with grace and mercy that must be shown the masses of the poor working class peoples of the earth who have been destroyed by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. She's the daughter of Penuel. Penuel. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G 5323. Penuel.
Penuel in the Greek. Let's go to the African Hebrew.
Strong's H 6439. Penuel. Penuel.
African
Yesenius lexicon. Penuel. Penuel. Second entry. Peniel. Peniel.
Penuel, Peniel. This is a masculine noun. This word in the African Hebrew language means the facing of God or the face of God. Remember, Jacob was in a certain portion of the land and fought the angel and prevailed and called that place Peniel. These words are related. So this daughter is the daughter of the face of God, the daughter of the sacred and divine masculine, the waters of noon, seed of life, germ of life, eternal force of life, now in the person of this Anna, who means grace. Hana means grace and mercy to the poor working class masses of people who are night and day being destroyed. And that word grace, the etymological root in the African Hebrew, has to do with that, with the reality of the Most High conducting a military maneuver to save and protect the masses of the poor working class oppressed peoples to oppose, so that the Most High may oppose the wicked army, the wicked ruling class and ruling families. She's from the tribe of Asher. And Asher is pronounced
Strong's G 768. Asaya.
This is a masculine noun in the Greek. Asaya. It means blessed. Let's see in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H 836. Asher. Asher.
And this is rooted in this word.
Strong's H 833. Asher. Asher. And the form just below that. Asher. Asher.
This means happy. This means to go straight, to walk, to go on, to advance, to make progress. You see, we are called progressive. We are called they who want to make progression for society. It makes us happy to see society progress above and beyond death, hell, and destruction, using knowledge and wisdom and understanding and overstanding, aligning ourselves with the universe, with the rhythm of life, that we may administer truth, justice, and righteousness, and use the science of sun, moon, stars, and planets, and become the gods and the goddesses that we are called to be, to become the Atum, the Christ, the atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, empowered, electrified with the energy to advance the children, advance the human family above and beyond the system. This is progression. This makes us happy to see the human family walk and progress on the straight and narrow of the Most High to become the government and civilization of Christ on this earth. This makes us happy to see freedom and justice and equality. This is Asher. This Anna, Grace, the daughter of Penuel, the face of God. And we see the face of God in all the atoms of the universe. All human beings, men, women, boys, and girls. She, Anna, was of great age. She lived with her husband from virginity, and she was a widow, and she served in the temple with fastings and prayer night and day. And the word fastings is this word, sisters and brothers.
Strong's G 3521. Nestaya. Nestaya.
Nestaya, Greek side, has to do with fasting, voluntary, private fasting, or public fasting. It was done in the month of Tisri, African Hebrew calendar, comprising the portion of the calendar that encompasses September and October. This is connected to fasting that is caused by want or poverty. So Anna, when we pick this up, we're going to focus right here with September, October in the zodiac and the month of Tisri in the African Hebrew calendar. We want to see that fasting causes us to identify with the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed who have to fast because of poverty and impoverishment. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie. people.